Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister today that's listening is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today for her to have a spiritual mind and to really see and understand that it's you that controls things and how you how you operate how you operate in judgment and how to be able to see your hand so that they can repent and understand the need for others also to repent and stay on that straight and narrow path and endure all the way until the end. And that they just also have a heart for their family members too, that they really care about them. If there's people that you've placed in their lives that are not real Christians or even professing to believe that are on their way to hell, that they really care about that. They seriously take it very serious in their hearts and dedicate their lives to you, to serving you and doing what you want all the time because you are our God. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Jeremiah chapter 21. Starting out at verse 2, okay? This is where the leaders, the Jews, are coming to Jeremiah. And they're saying to him, "Inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us, if so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us." Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar's coming to fight them, okay, with war. And they're asking the prophet Jeremiah, okay, you know, see if he'll go away, okay? And this is his reply. It says, "Then said Jeremiah unto them, thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls. And I will assemble them into the midst of the city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and great wrath. I will smite the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast, and they shall die of great pestilence." Okay? And then he goes on. I guess I should probably read the whole thing. "And afterward, saith the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such that are left in the city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword, and shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Okay? So, very clearly in that scripture, okay, you have the Lord using King Nebuchadnezzar to judge the Jews. Okay, to judge Judah at that time. It's not Nebuchadnezzar, it's God. Very clearly from that scripture again. It's not Nebuchadnezzar, it's God. I've seen this firsthand, racism. Listen to me. My father, black, talked about racism all the time and oppression as a little girl. Tortured in my heart, thinking, oh, my poor dad, a victim of racism, got saved, became a Christian, received the Spirit. God, that was God. That was God pulling him over with the cops. That was God dealing with him at work. My father, whom I show respect to and love, was horribly wicked in the house. Horribly wicked. Horribly wicked. A lot of sin, grievous sin, till this day, praying for his soul and fighting for his soul. Big trouble. God, not man. Not man. God. Were those people racist? Yeah, probably. Okay, probably. Okay. Was King Nebuchadnezzar a pagan? Yeah, he was. Okay. All right. Was he an enemy? Yeah, he was. It says it right there. Okay. Doesn't matter. God was doing it. I've seen firsthand, okay, firsthand, on many occasions, people complain about racism and oppression. And as a Christian, I'm looking at them, listening to them, right at them, going, nope, that's God. That's God dealing with you. Okay? I'm not saying every single situation of racism is a situation of chastening and judgment. Okay? But when you receive, okay, the teachings in this country that are not biblical, anything that is not founded in the Word of God, you are subject to blindness and bitterness, and you can't see straight, and it's dangerous. Dangerous. Because God can be dealing right with you, right in your face, using someone to bring you into repentance. But if you've got a heart of bitterness that somebody owes you something, if you've got a chip on your shoulders, if you're caught up in the past, okay, you can't see straight. If you yourself have hatred in your heart and are racist, even yourself, you can't see straight. And you will be stuck in a place of blindness where these things are happening to you continually, deceived. Okay? Deceived. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a mind to see in the spirit and see that you're in control of everything and that everything happens for an absolute reason. Nothing happens outside of your control, and that there's reasons for everything. Each situation is different. That she understands that each situation is different. But that she has a mind to know it's not, this world doesn't operate independently of you, somehow outside of your control and far away from you. That there's no, that you're in control of everything. And so to seek out, as she starts to seek out in truth and reality, not in self-deception, but in truth and reality, why things happen, so she can understand what you want and obey you. Ask all these prayers you follow your son, Jesus' name, amen.